This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Thank you so much for listening. It is The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. You know what I realized? I don't know if I look down on, I don't know if that's the right term, but I see Chiefs fans like constantly arguing with Bills fans and Bengals fans and Ravens fans on social media. And I'd be like, bro, you do this every day? Like, you just wake up and now you're just going to start arguing with random people on the internet? Like, what? This can't be a good use of your time, is what I'm thinking. And this week, I'm starting to kind of understand how it happens. I don't have to play the audio for you guys. I'm sure by now that you've heard it. But there is, so basically, he's like the creator of, like, their version of Arrowhead Pride. Like, the way the Arrowhead Pride is a Chiefs site, this is the Bills version of Arrowhead Pride. He tweeted out today, Josh Allen is arguably the best to ever do it in the postseason. Will he finally get over the hump? And then he tweeted out a picture of playoff touchdown to interception ratio in NFL history. Now, Josh Allen was number one in touchdown to interception ratio. I feel like there's a lot other things that matter in the postseason, but that's an important stat. Josh Allen was one. Patrick Mahomes was number two. This is where I see how you guys get caught up in just randomly arguing with fans from the other team. CBS tells me that 57.4 million people watched the AFC Championship game. That's a lot of people. Well, that's a lot of people they think watched the AFC Championship game. You know, it's the second most watched football game of the year behind the Super Bowl. The more I hear these conversations, I'm starting to think, they're lying to us. Not that many people watch the game because they couldn't have watched the same game that I watch. I don't know what it is about Chiefs games. I don't know what it is. But it's like people see controversial penalty and then it's just like they stop watching the rest of the game. Like there's a controversial thing that happens in the game. They just get so mad because of course the refs are cheating for the Chiefs and then they just forget, like, the Josh Allen fourth down controversy, it happened with 11 minutes left in the game. I'm starting to think that people think that that was the final play of the game. That's how people talk about it. Like it was the last play of the game. Like the, you know, the Chiefs were up 3 points. The Bills were driving. They tried to do this tush push. They actually got the tush push, but the ref stopped it. And then that was the end of the game. And they ran no more plays after that. It was 22-21. With 11 minutes left in the game. They also ran 5 tush pushes in the game and only converted 2 of them. Sometimes I feel like we in Kansas City are the only people that watch the AFC Championship game. Nobody else watched it. How many times do I got to keep going over the end scenario? The last time Buffalo had the ball, they had the ball on the 30-yard line, down three, with all three timeouts and 3 minutes left in the game. This is what you live for if you're Josh Allen. What you spend every day training for and getting ready for was the scenario that happened to you in real life. You got 3 minutes. You got to put one drive together to go to the Super Bowl. I know you can do it because I saw you do it in the regular season against the Chiefs. I saw you do it this past season. I saw you do it. They didn't get to midfield. That's how the game ended. Am I the only person that remembers this? Sometimes I feel like I'm the only one that remembers this. I feel like I've been this like alternate bizarre universe that I'm the only one that completed the AFC Championship game. I know you guys are with me. You feel me. Are we the only people that got the game after the failed tush push? Did it get blacked out in the rest of America? Did everybody else in America turn the game off? Because that's what I think happened. That's what I think. I'm serious. That's what I think happened. I think people got so mad about that and that the Buffalo Bills didn't get it. And once again, they've now changed the rules. I mean, the first time Josh Allen lost at Arrowhead, they were so mad they had to change the overtime rules because it wasn't fair. Now they've put a microchip inside the football to try to see if they can win this time. They'll just keep finding new rules. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm sorry. So I want to apologize to you guys that, you know, I used to always wonder how you guys, like, how do you argue about the same thing every single day? You got to be tired of arguing with Bills fans and whatever fan. I know you have to be tired of it. And I'm telling you that this week, with all of the quarterback tears, I get it. Calling Josh Allen arguably the best to do it in the playoffs, it honestly might be the worst take I've ever heard. And I've heard some doozies. I've heard some doozies. It quite honestly, it could be. I'm serious. It might be the worst take I've ever heard. And we've played this on this show.
Patrick Mahomes, most overrated quarterback in the league. I'm completely out on him. I'm completely out on the Chiefs. Once they made a Hallmark movie, I was like, forget it. Mm-hmm. I don't like him. I think Josh Allen's a better quarterback. He's 6'5". He can play in cold weather. And I'm just completely out on Patrick Mahomes. I think he's like... like, he's, like, the influencer of, like, NFL. Like, I feel like people just, like, overhype him up, and then that's why they win so many games.
Calling Josh Allen the best to ever do it in the postseason is a worse take than that. And I'm telling you, that's tough. I'm telling you, that's really, really tough to beat. That was the heavyweight champion. That was Mike Tyson in 1989. It took a tremendous effort to knock that off. That might be the worst one I've heard. So I want to tell you, Chiefs Kingdom, that I apologize. I apologize to you guys for judging you, for arguing with Bills fans. And as I've done it now 3 days this week, I'm like, you know what? I get it. I get how you can get sucked into this. I get it. I really do. I understand. So I want to apologize to all of you for the judgment that I've given you for your internet conduct. And I want to tell you that I understand and that I'm one of you. I want to play this audio for you guys so we can get back on the same page and talk about something a little bit more peaceful. Andy Reid met with the media. Here he is talking about what the plan is for tonight's preseason game against Seattle.
I'm still kind of figuring out who's going to play, not play, that whole deal. So there's a chance I sit a couple of the starters or at least be short with them. We want to make sure we get a good look at these guys, these young guys. So we'll just see how it all rolls going forward. Other than that, everybody practiced and did a nice job. So.
Andy, with playing time calls, could the third game come into play with that?
Yeah, there's a chance they play a little bit more in the third game. Yeah.
Well, is Patrick not going to play off?
Well, we'll see. There's a good chance he doesn't, but we'll see how it goes.
I want you guys to understand where I'm coming from. And this is not judgment. If you care a lot about the Chiefs preseason game today, I hope it is everything that you want it to be. I hope it is the most preseason football game that has ever preseasoned in the history of the preseason. I really want that for you. There's not a single part of me that cares about today's preseason game. Not a even small part. Well, Karen, you got to watch it for your job. okay. I mean, it'll be on. I don't know how active I'm going to watch it. And this is why I feel this way. There's nothing good that can happen in today's Chiefs game. There is not a single thing that we can learn about the Chiefs in this game. In fact, I don't want to learn anything about the Chiefs in this game. You want to know why? I plan on watching them play 20 times over the next 23 weeks. I plan on watching every second of those 20 games that I think they're going to play over the next 23 weeks. There is nothing good that can happen in the preseason. Nothing. They are starting to see that. You want to know why? Because Patrick Mahomes is not playing today. He's not playing. He's not going to have pads on. They're not going to give him a helmet. He's going to be wearing that cap you wear when you get drafted. Travis Kelce is not seeing the field in any capacity today. Good. 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 That's how it should be. Chris Jones is not playing at all today. Trent McDuffie should not be playing today at all. If there is one thing I don't think the Chiefs need, the Chiefs like starters, they're foundational guys. Anybody that you have bought their jersey or considered buying their jersey over the last 24 months, you know what I don't think they need? I don't think they need to play more football. I think they've played a lot of football. They've been to 5 of the last 6 Super Bowls. So we're talking about they play the 16, 17 games a season. Then they play an extra 3 games, and they've done that now for a half decade or so. I don't think they need to play more football. I think the Chiefs are handling it exactly how they should be handling it. If they want to play Patrick Mahomes next week for the game that you guys paid for, fine. Hey, go out there, play one series. We're going to call this in such a way that you are never anywhere close to being in harm's way. Kelce will let you play one series. Chris Jones will let you play one series. You're at home at Arrowhead. This is for our season ticket holders. They paid to come to this. They paid to park. They came out here to tailgate. It's the final game of the preseason. We got a 2-week layoff. If they want to go out there and play and run around, fine. Go ahead. Have at it. Outside of that, there's nothing good that can happen today for the Kansas City Chiefs. I only care about one thing. Maybe you care about more things. I do not care who the 6th wide receiver is for the Chiefs. We spend a lot of time talking about who the 6th wide receiver is going to be for him to have 170 yards over 4 months. It does not matter. I don't care about Robert Tonyan. If we spend a lot of time talking about Robert Tonyan this season, that means that Travis Kelce got hurt. And I'm not hoping that he gets hurt. It does not matter. They don't matter. Not in the grand scheme of things. The only thing I care about with the Kansas City Chiefs is getting all 3 of their wide receivers to Brazil healthy. That's all I care about. We have spent a year plus talking about their wide receiver room. Hey, when's Hollywood coming back? What's going to happen with Rashee Rice? We now have our answer. Rashee Rice will be available for game 1. Xavier Worthy, to my understanding, Rob, is he hurt in any capacity? I believe that he's good. I believe that he's healthy. So right now, Rashee Rice, cleared for week 1. Xavier Worthy, cleared for week 1. I don't know what's going on with Hollywood Brown, but I would hope that in the next 3 weeks that you have, that we can get you to the finish line and we can get you on the field against the Los Angeles Chargers in Brazil. That's all I care about, is getting those guys to the finish line. And seeing this offense in the vision that I think the Chiefs have. The Chiefs have had this vision for their offense since April of last year. Since they drafted Xavier Worthy, they have had a vision, a plan of what they think their offense can be. They can't do that if guys are hurt. And you know what all can happen in preseason? Guys can get hurt. I don't think Rashee Rice needs a whole lot of preseason time. And I also think that the Chiefs, by the way that they handle their training camp, I think that it has been more difficult for them in training camp than it would be today against Seattle in this preseason football game. I do. I think they have been practicing at a level that you feel like you're right. And if Patrick Mahomes isn't going to play, why in the world do I want Xavier Worthy out there catching passes from Gardner Minshew? I never want him. There's not a scenario this season I want him catching passes from Gardner Minshew. That either means that Patrick Mahomes is hurt, or why is Rice in a game in which they are up by so much that they have taken Mahomes out but not taken you out? I never want him to catch a pass in a game from Gardner Minshew. I don't need to see it tonight. That's all I care about. So if you're watching it to see who wins the kick returner or a punt returner, great. I hope that's fun. Hey, if it's Friday night, I'm going to be inside. I'm going to turn the Chiefs game on. Hey, great. That, I mean, I will be in the same. I'll have it on. But the Chiefs start. They are so far past preseason football. I don't care. I don't care if Felix can go out there and get four sacks today. He ain't starting for this team. You know he's not starting for this team. Today should be about letting Noel Williams play, letting Burchard Smith, give him 15 carries. If you want to let Bailey Zappe go out there and have fun, hey, Bailey, right before you go on the practice squad, go have fun. Go out there, and we can run the oop-de-oop for all I care. I don't care what you do. That's all I care about for today's game. I don't care about anything else when it comes to the Chiefs.
I mean, this is a positive thing to say. I hope Chiefs fans hear this positive. The Chiefs have de-incentivized people watching the game tonight. They really have. It's 9 p.m. on a Friday, and it's Minshew Mania. Tell me why you're watching.
Minshew Mania is crazy.
Tell me why you're locked in. Maybe you want to see, okay, maybe Josh Simmons and the O-line, they get some run with Minshew because you're still working through he and Kingsley. Okay, you're locked in from 9 to 9:30. It is a Friday night. It is 10 o'clock, and it's Chris Oladokun against, I don't even know, Drew Lock? Is he the backup of the Seahawks?
I don't know who their backup is. The Chiefs, I don't want to know.
When Andy Reid said that in St. Joe on Wednesday, and then they got in the bus and left St. Joe to fly to Seattle, he basically announced to fans, don't watch tonight. Now, you should listen on 96.5 The Fan, 100%. Watching is for fools. Listening is for smart people.
I mean,
but they de-incentivized it by what they said.
I mean, I hope that you listen, but the fact that it doesn't happen between 2 to 6, I mean, if you don't listen, I mean, it's not the worst thing that could happen. You know what I mean? It's not the worst thing.
If we don't win that 1 a.m. rating slot, Harrington, we're all getting fired.
That's fine. That's perfectly fine. Someone said, CDOT, I bet on Mahomes over passing yards for tonight. Well, you know what? I hope that they give you your money back because of no action. That's what I hope. If he doesn't get in the game, I think they just pay you back, right? Like, if he doesn't ever take the field, you just get your money back.
I think they do that, but that person should lose. that person should lose on stupidity.
Okay, well,
if you saw all the reports on Wednesday that, hey, Patrick Mahomes isn't playing, and then you still went to FanDuel and said over 9.5, you deserve to donate. Come on.
You know what I would encourage you to do? What I would encourage you right now is just to cash out. That's what I would encourage you to do. Like, you put 20 down, they're going to give you $18 back.
Take the 18.
Just take the $18. You know what? I will Venmo you the $2 that you lost. I'll just give it to you. I'll give you the $2. I promise you. I don't want you to lose money on account of this. I really don't. And I feel like, hey, that's my fault. I should have told you. I should have announced it on the show. I should have been like, hey, look over here. Hey, they're not playing Patrick Mahomes. I should have told you that. That should have been it. All right. Coming up in about 10 minutes or so. If you missed it, we talked college football with Phil Steele earlier. He might be the number one voice in college football. We're going to talk to him coming up. But Rob, let's get to the hits.
Your workday is over.
Oh, yeah.
You're headed home, and now you're stuck in traffic. Time to get caught up on the biggest stories in Kansas City and around the country with CDOT and Rob. It's time for the hits. Number one.
Oh, the text line reminded me. They got Jalen Milroe as their quarterback, their backup quarterback in Seattle. Jalen Milroe. All right. Okay.
I've seen Milroe play.
Yeah, I've seen him play.
You know what? I saw him play in far more important games than tonight.
Someone said we watch because we're addicted to football. I mean, I don't call tonight football. I love football. I'm telling you, like, I love football. I ain't got it in me to watch. This is like one notch above the USFL. I'd rather just watch the Kingdom again. I'm serious. I'd rather you just go watch the Kingdom. Like, even if you've already seen it, just start it over. Watch it again. I'd rather watch that. I can't do it. I don't know how you guys can do it.
And again, maybe the first quarter, but like when it's Milroe against Bailey Zappe.
I know this.
There's got to be something better to do.
If you're watching the third and fourth quarter of this preseason game tonight, I never want to hear you make fun of somebody for watching wrestling. I way much rather watch John Cena than watch Chris. How you pronounce the man's last name?
Oladokun.
I'd much rather watch John Cena wrestle than watch Chris Oladokun. I'd much rather. Those are my two options. If you're telling me those are my two options are to watch Jake Paul wrestle or watch. I'd much rather do that.
If you have like a newborn or something and they're crying or something, you have it on to take care of them, fine. But if you're like locked in with a pizza and nachos and beer, seek help.
You got people coming over to watch the Chiefs preseason game tonight. Yeah, you got a little watch party for the preseason.
If you got the fellas together, just stop.
Yeah, man. You gotta find a high school game tonight. Is there a high school? When does high school start today? They got high school going?
School just started in Kansas, so I doubt
we definitely got a high school game today. Let me go on Preps KC. They got a high school game going on. Did me and the dude from Preps KC still got beef? Remember we had beef for a little bit?
You had beef with the Preps KC guy?
Yeah, I don't know why.
I have no recollection of this.
You remember, I don't want to tell the man's business, but you remember we had beef?
Oh, no, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't got no issues with the man. He had beef with me. I have no issues with him.
You said us. I don't do nothing to Preps KC.
You and I rep the same smart tech. So if they got beef with me in the show, they got beef with you. That's how this works. What you thought? You thought I could have beef with somebody, you were going to be cool with them? No, that's not how this works.
If you got high school sports beef, I promise I'm not part of it.
I never did anything. I don't have any issues with them. I don't have any problems with the man. I'm just trying to find out if there's a high school football game coming on later today.
I would doubt it. It's too early. If we're playing high school football on August 15th, I think next week's the week for high school football
starts on August 29th. So there you just go. To give you a little bit
that
of a heads
up. Both sides of the state line or just usually
I'm looking
Missouri.
At the Missouri, yeah.
I think Missouri starts
You can
over.
Go to Blue Springs at Lee Summit West. Would you like to go to that game?
I'd have more interest in that than going to Seattle,
okay,
right?
I'm just asking.
I don't know this. I know Danen and Mitch, they're all very professional. I imagine they're enjoying Seattle more than they're enjoying the game tonight.
Yeah, no, if you want to go to Blue Springs, Lee Summit West, I'll take you, man. I'll get it where we can go on the sideline. You want to stay on the sideline for that? You want to get an all press pass and we can just stay
there? Any D1 kids in that game?
I mean, I would guess so. I don't know, but I would just guess so.
I gotta hone in on my high school recruiting soon.
I do remember now, text line, maybe this is like I'm getting real old. I do remember like 10, 15 years ago, Blue Springs against Rockhurst. That was like a really, really big deal. I don't know if it's still a really big deal, but I do remember there was a time where like you knew when Blue Springs and Rockhurst played, and it was a really big deal. I've been to one of those games, and I'll never forget the Blue Springs kids. They were chanting at the Rockhurst kids. They were winning. We got girls here. That's what they were chanting at the end of. And I ain't gonna lie, I laughed. It was very, very funny for them to be chanting that at the Rockhurst kids.
I remember
if I was the Rockhurst kids, I would have been chanting to the Blue Springs kids, like, one day you'll work for us. That's what I would have told them. But I don't know if they had that level of creativity.
It's not
back
very chanty. It's a little wordy for a chant.
Yeah, but I'm saying that
one
makes sense.
One day you'll work for us.
You know what I mean? That's probably how it works out, though. Like, the kids at Blue Springs were chanting, we got girls, which, I mean, that seems like a really big benefit when you're 17 years old that we have girls that go to our school and you don't. But then I also would have said, like, one day I'm going to be the CEO of a Fortune 500 company and you're going to be one of my employees. I don't know how that helps you in the football game that you're losing, but it would have made sense.
If we're going to go down memory lane, I remember on Metro Sports, there were a lot of games in the city that felt like they were a big deal. Like, remember when Ray Peck had all those good players and they would play? Like, I remember high school football used to be a huge thing in town. It just doesn't feel like it has that juice anymore. Is it just the Chiefs sucking the energy out of the room? Like, or is it just not like that kid?
I just think that you and I are just further and further removed from high school. And also don't have anyone of like, why would you as a mid 30 year old man, why would you be keeping up with high school football in Kansas City with no kids? And you don't even have like a nephew that plays.
I mean, you kept up with high school basketball in the city.
I did a documentary on it, so I just kind of got into it. I was like, oh, okay, cool.
You were texting me last year, yo, Corbin Allen can hoop a little bit.
I'm also weird. I can live with that. Yeah, I would just randomly go to a high school basketball game. That's not your life. Coming up in a little bit, we had Phil Steele on the show earlier today. We'll play for you what he had to say about Missouri, KU, and K-State. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. On your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
We are 1 weekend away from Kansas State and Iowa State. Farmageddon across the pond. They are going to play in Ireland, and KU plays next week. They open up their brand new stadium against Fresno State. Earlier today, we got a chance to catch up with Phil Steele to talk a little college football. We'll give you a little bit of the conversation around KU, K-State, and Missouri. Here's Phil Steele on K-State and their chances to win the Big 12.
Now, when you look at Kansas State this year, I think what you're going to see is they're going to get great quarterback play out of Avery Johnson. Second full year as a starter. They got Dylan Edwards back at running back. Love Garrett Oakley at tight end. I think he's NFL caliber. Offensive line, they've got two starters back, and the defense is strong. And we know that Chris Klieman always has a top-notch unit. Now, the thing that concerns me a little about Kansas State, and the reason I didn't pick them to win the conference, is their schedule. They do have to play Iowa State, of course, in Ireland. And then generally that affects you the next couple weeks. They've got that big game against Army 2 weeks later. Wouldn't affect them in conference play, but they do play Baylor on the road. They play Utah on the road, and they even play Kansas on the road. And Kansas gave them a heck of a game last year. So a tougher road schedule for K-State, but they're a legitimate contender and one of the seven teams I think can win the Big 12.
Right now we're talking to Phil Steele, taking a closer look at the Big 12. We'll get to the SEC coming up in just a bit. That first game of the season, we're all excited for it. We're less than 2 weeks away. K-State against Iowa State. You're right. Maybe I undersold the Big 12 a little bit, because Iowa State is certainly a team that could represent the Big 12 for the college football playoff. Whichever team wins that game, you give yourself a substantial leg up on things. Not only is it a conference win, but you kick off the season right, and that's going to be a long plane ride back from Ireland if you lose.
Yeah, you hit that right on the head, Carrington. When you look at Iowa State, I love the job that Matt Campbell's doing, and he's doing it the old-fashioned way. He's bringing in freshmen, bringing them up to seniors, using the portal a little bit, but not a lot. And I did a blog on philsteele.com about homegrown teams like this. And I think you're going to find that the majority of successful teams this season are of the homegrown variety. Even Ohio State last year, which won the national title, they had 7 or 8 transfers, but the majority of the team recruited as freshmen. They're not bringing in 30, 40 players. And when you look at Iowa State, I like Rocco Becht at QB. They do add a couple of transfers at wide receiver. They had to. They lost Nolan Higgins, but they bring in Chase Soule from East Carolina and Xavier Townsend from UCF. The offensive line looks like it's the best that Campbell's had there at Iowa State. And last year, midseason. They lost two games, but it was because their defense was all banged up. Numerous starters went down to injuries, and they lost to both Texas Tech and Kansas. I think the defense this year will be improved over last year, hopefully stay healthier, and I think they're a legitimate contender. When you look at their Big 12 schedule, you know, they're playing Oklahoma State on the road, Colorado, Cincinnati. Those are teams I picked towards the bottom. So it's a manageable road schedule for Iowa State. But you hit it right on the head, Carrington. This Iowa State-Kansas State game to open up the season is probably a Big 12 elimination game as far as who's going to contend and who's not.
Let's talk about the Kansas Jayhawks. I think a lot of people last year, they probably would have put them in that conversation of a team that could have won the league. They got off to an incredibly slow start. They then got right, and they were one of the more difficult teams. They were kind of dragon slayers there. They knocked off BYU. They knocked off Colorado. And then they had a chance to make a bowl game. They lose on the road to Baylor. Are you expecting Kansas to bounce back this season?
You know, originally, Carrington, when I looked at Kansas, I remember talking to Coach Lapo last year and going over the squad with him. I'm like, wow, that's a lot of seniors. They better do something this year because they're going to lose all these guys next year. And they did have gone this year from number 16 in my experience chart all the way down to number 77. So they're a lot less experienced. But the one guy they do return is Jalen Daniels at QB. And, you know, you look at last year's losses early on. There were a lot of games where they were leading in the fourth quarter and ended up losing. And they were all close losses. And as you mentioned, knocked off three ranked teams in back-to-back-to-back weeks. Would have made it four that they came up 2 points short against Kansas State. And after going over the team with Coach Leipold, they're in better shape than I thought they would be this year. With Daniels back at QB, the offensive line looks solid with Bryce Foster and Kobe Baines, both all-conference caliber guys. I like the running backs with Daniel Hyshaw and LaShawn Williams. Defensively, they brought in a good amount of transfers that should take hold. And I think the key games on their schedule this year are at Missouri on September 6th, at Texas Tech October the 11th, and then a big game against Kansas State. So there's some toss-up games on the schedule this year. If things break their way, as opposed to all those close losses of last year, they could find themselves in the mix.
Right now, we're talking to Phil Steele. We're talking and getting his thoughts on college football. If you could see a sleeper team potentially winning the Big 12, the same way that Arizona State, I guess, was a sleeper team last year, they were projected to finish at the bottom half of the Big 12. Next thing you know, they have one of the best and most exciting players in college football, and they gave Texas a run in the college football playoff. If you could project that sleeper team from the conference, from the league, who do you think it could possibly be?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the team that is off a pair of losing seasons, and that's Cincinnati. And you go back to year one for Scott Satterfield. Generally, when a first-year head coach takes over, a lot of players transfer out. You have very few players left. And that was the case with Cincinnati. They had two starters back on offense, six on defense his first year, and they were much better than their final record would indicate. Now, last year, they opened up the year 5-2, but then lost their final five games. This year, they go from number 112 on my experience chart all the way up to number 26. Brendan Sorsby is back at QB. They add in Tyree Walker from Wisconsin, along with Evan Pryor, who's an Ohio State transfer that got his feet wet last year here. The receiving core looks dynamic. And watch Jeff Caldwell. He's an NFL-caliber receiver coming in from Lindenwood. And while that's an FCS school, the thing I found going through all these rosters with all the coaches, you actually have a better percentage of hits with these FCS kids stepping up than you do with the P4 kids that haven't played stepping down. He's a 1,000-yard receiver that's 6'5", 212, should have a big year. Offensive line, veteran group. Defense, improved. And remember, Dante Corleone, their outstanding nose tackle, was not 100% going into last year. He was banged up a good portion of the year. He opted to return this year because of that to make himself a better NFL draft pick. That's going to help out the defense. And when you look at the schedule, I think they might lose to Nebraska in the opener. That's a tough one. It's right there in Kansas City, though. You probably get to go to that one. And then they at Kansas, at Utah, at TCU are the tough games. Pull an upset or two, this team could contend for the Big 12 title.
Let's move on to the SEC. We'll talk more national here coming up in a bit, but let's focus in on Missouri. Missouri, I feel like, has been at the top of that tier two in the SEC. I don't want to put them in the same conversations with the Alabamas or the Georgias or those teams, but right there in that next tier, I would say maybe 5 through 8, they've been very, very consistent. Do you think that they could break through this year and make the college football playoff?
Well, you know, I like the schedule. They draw one of the more favorable schedules in the SEC again this year, you know, avoiding plenty of the big boys. And I think they're going to get off to a great start. You look at them defensively. I think that, you know, Corey Batun has done a great job with that defense. They've got a lot of players there. They added in a ton of transfers. They're going to have one of the better defenses in the SEC. The question mark is the question marks on offense. They have a new quarterback coming in, and I thought that Brady Cook did a great job last year, especially that game he went to the hospital, came off the bench, and then led the team to the win late. At running back, they bring in Ahmed Hardy, but last year they had two running backs in, and Noel and Carroll. So I think they're a little bit weaker at running back. You look at a receiving core, they lose three of their top four receivers from last year, including Luther Burden. And then the offensive line, they've got two starters back. They lose three starters up front. So the question marks are on the offensive side of the ball. They should get off to a great start, though. Probably 5-0 their first five games. Then the schedule gets tougher. They host Alabama, host Texas A&M, and they have to play Auburn on the road, Oklahoma on the road, and Arkansas on the road. But, I mean, win the like games like A&M at home, Arkansas on the road, and they could very well flirt with yet another 10-win season. Eli Drinkwitz doing a heck of a job there.
That is Phil Steele joining us on the show to take a little bit of a preview for KU, K-State, and Missouri. Rob, let me ask you this. As you are somebody who is a KU season ticket holder, you are a believer in KU. Actually, you know what? We're up against it here. We'll talk about this coming up on the other side. I don't want to start a topic, and then we just run long, and then we can't do anything. I am curious to get your thoughts on KU, kind of what your goals and expectations are for this season. I think at this point with Missouri, I'm kind of at that point like, hey, man, winning six or seven games ain't really doing nothing for me anymore. Like, you need to be an 8, 9, 10-win kind of program. I think they've kind of established that. I think the schedule kind of also lines up for Missouri to be that kind of program this season. And for K-State, I think K-State is one of the six or seven teams that legitimately has a chance to win the Big 12. And if you win the Big 12, then you got a chance to play for the college football national championship. We'll get to that. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. On your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
All right, it kind of stinks we actually don't have more time to discuss this. I want to play this for you. I mean, our least listened to segment of the day. Of course, we get like real actual news. So this is from NFL Network, Tom Pelissero. This is really, really interesting regarding Rashee Rice and A, why the process is being handled this way and how the NFL feels.
Rashee Rice pled guilty last month to two third-degree felony charges stemming from a car crash at high speeds back in March of 2024. The expectation is Rashee Rice is going to be suspended for a portion of the 2025 season. The question now is how much? My understanding is the NFL initially proposed a lengthy suspension, double-digit games for Rashee Rice. The players' union and Rashee Rice's attorney and agents argued for a much shorter suspension, in part because there is no precedent for suspending someone for over half the season in a case like this. So as you mentioned, there is a September 30th hearing set before former federal judge Sue L. Robinson, who previously heard the initial Deshaun Watson case several years ago here. But there is still a possibility that the sides could come together and agree to a settlement on a suspension that would allow Rice to be suspended at the start of the season. If not, then he would be eligible for at least those first three games. But given the fact that not only the decision-making process, but potential appeals could extend that process into October or November if it goes before Judge Robinson, this is something then that could potentially jeopardize his availability for the postseason. A lot to consider as this case moves forward.
I'm so mad that this audio just came out in the last 3 minutes. We would have spent all day talking about this. There is so much information there. Let's start with this. We only have like 3 minutes left in the show. I'm very upset at this. The NFL wanted to give Rashee Rice double-digit games. Now, I'm not here to tell you that what Rashee Rice did is not serious. It is very, very serious what Rashee Rice did. Like, very, very serious. But if we are looking at the history of suspensions in the National Football League, man, the people that get double-digit games, I don't think that this is in line with what they have done. Let me try to pull it up here really quickly. Man, I wish we had more time to talk about this. All right, hold on. I'm trying to pull this up. All right. Double-digit game suspensions. You either gamble on the sport, like you get caught gambling on the sport, or, I mean, you are a serial offender. Vontaze Burfict got suspended for 12 games. I think the league kept telling him, hey, you're dirty. Stop hitting people that way. He just didn't seem to listen. Hey, stop hitting people that way. We don't want you to do this. They kept doing it and kept doing it and kept doing it. And then eventually they were like, all right, man. So he got a 12-game suspension. Jonathan Vilma got a past the double-digit game suspension. He was involved in Bountygate. Dante Stallworth got in full season suspension. He killed somebody. Pac-Man Jones got one. I'm trying to kind of look this up. There haven't been many people. So Greg Hardy is maybe the example. If he's talking double-digit games, we're talking 10, right? 10, 11, 12, somewhere in that range. Greg Hardy got a 10-game suspension. Go look up what Greg Hardy did. And just the comparative of how this happens, like I know this is how NFL suspensions always happen. Well, this person got this, and then this person got this. I don't know what the precedent is for a 10-game suspension. What Rashee Rice and his side are doing and what the Players Association is doing is the correct thing to do. I think the NFL is being way heavy-handed here if there was to give him a double-digit suspension. It also now makes sense why they're bringing in Sue L. Robinson. They're not close. I'm guessing that Rashee Rice and his team want a 3-5-game suspension. They're asking for 10-12. Yeah, we need somebody to come in here. Now, I would say this. If you're having all these conversations and you think at some point you are going to be suspended, you ain't beating the suspension. You're not getting a 0-game suspension. And I think it is also obvious you are getting suspended at some point in this season. They're not letting you play all 17 games this season. No, no, no. No. They will listen to what the judge has to say, and then they'll go back with what they think the suspension should be. And you and the Players Association, the longer and longer that you try to fight this in this season, the more and more increasing chance it gets that you would miss postseason games. You can't let that happen. You can't let that happen if you're Rashee Rice. This is really interesting. The league wanted double-digit games? Yeah, well, it makes sense why the Chiefs and the PA are fighting it. That's, come on now. And again, I'm not here to make it seem like what he did wasn't serious. It obviously is very serious. The people who have gotten double-digit game suspensions in the National Football League, it is a crazy list. It's serial abusers and gamblers who have gotten that. I don't know if it's fair to put them in that conversation. Not based on what actually happened. To me, we're doing this like something more serious happened than what I can't. Wow. That's really interesting stuff. We'll obviously talk more about this coming up on Monday. This is not definitely a 3-minute conversation. There's so many things from what we just heard from Tom Pelissero. Go Chiefs tonight. Go Royals. We'll catch you guys next week. Until then, I'll let Daniel Craig take you home.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.